Mrs. Baker had previously adopted 14 children when she encountered Stefan at a recruiting event. Stefan came in with several other children, but his demeanor was noticeably different. Stefan appeared to be very sad compared to the other children. When Stefan spoke, he revealed why he was so down. He slowly and passionately began to say that he was a 17-year-old who had been in the system since he was 5, and his greatest worry was that if someone didn't adopt him, he would miss out on having a family and be out in the street. Mrs. Baker wrestled with the decision of adopting a teenager, but found room in her heart, and Stefan was adopted one day before he turned 18.
What did you remember most about our first meeting?
Well, I remember that when I first met you, which was in, I don't remember what month it was, but I do remember that when I first met you, you interviewed me and asked what I like to do is how would you feel if I was to adopt you and stuff like that. And I said yes, and I feel great, and I would feel great if you adopt me, because I've been waiting for years and years and years for an adopted family to come through.
Does it bother you to tell your friends that you were adopted?
No, it does not. I appreciate that I've been adopted, and I love that I have a family now. Because if I didn't find a family, it wouldn't work out. I'll be locked up somewhere in some type of psych hospital or a residential. What made you want to adopt me?
The first time I saw you, you were with Wendy's Wonderful Kids. Mm-hmm. And you came in while I was doing a training, and I watched you talk about how sincere that it was that you needed a family, how dedicated you were, that you were determined that you were going to find you a family. And I just looked in your eyes and just saw the passion, and I just kept on. I went home and I thought about it, and I pondered about it, and I moped about it, and I came back to my next class the next month. You were right back there again, and you were right back there pleading your case, and I listened to you say it again. So I went to one of the girls that was running the program, and I asked some questions about you, and they told me some things, and I went home that night, and I decided that I wanted to adopt you.
Thank you, Mom.
My best memory of my adoption story with you is that I have you in the front seat, and that you are a human navigation system. I like that. I never get lost again.